This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on a threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents our feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity, all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus for a moment on your breathing, taking several deep cleansing breaths. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically and gently. Just focus on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. You take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, in your chakra centers, and become aware of the alignment of those chakras. Those nine chakra centers that have become activated or reactivated of you. Starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. Get that sense as you focus on that chakra, the connection to the earth, the connection to Gaia. That is your connecting point in the etheric body, the astral body, and even the physical form as well. And moving up to the sacral area, or to the root chakra, bright, bright ruby red. To the sacral chakra, orange. To the solar plexus area, bright, bright yellow. To the heart chakra, midpoint between the four lower chakras and the four upper chakras, deep blue-green. High heart center, magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. Third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just about a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Though there is three more chakra centers that have not yet become activated or reactivated within you. And know that it is not time yet as a group to reactivate these chakras. But know that at a time still to come, when the vibrational frequency has risen, not just within each and every one of you, but within the collective consciousness of man, you will then be able to reactivate these other chakras as well, forming 12 chakras. And there are yet more beyond that. But for now, focus on these 9 chakra centers, their respective colors, the brilliance or the intensity of those colors, and the increasing vibration within those chakra centers. So if you are looking at your chakra centers in your etheric body and the alignment of those chakras, see each of those chakras as brilliant, brilliant colors and high vibration. You may even feel that high vibration within your physical form as well. Now bring all of those chakra centers, all of those colors together. Merge them all into the soul star chakra, bringing everything in as one, all as one. Now all of the chakras merging with the soul star chakra, brilliant, brilliant white shooting out in all directions, and your conscious knowing self now. Just move your conscious knowing self right into your soul star chakra and all of the chakras combined. And feel the power within you, in your light body. Your light body vibrating at a high, high frequency. You may even feel the vibrations pulsating within you. And the colors within the chakras, a kaleidoscope of colors that all come together as white. But feel that intense vibration as you begin to move now in your light body as a light vehicle, your Merkaba light vehicle. Begin to rise up, and it helps if you visualize your light body as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. This is how the Merkaba light vehicle has been depicted over thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Feel yourself rising now, up into the sky, through the clouds, till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware now of all of the millions of ships and the planets of the solar system, and the solar sun, the rays of that solar sun, the vibration coming from it, and the power coming from it. Feel that energy within you and that power within you, you in your light body, emanating power, emanating vibrational frequency, high vibrational frequency. Almost see it as waves of sound emanating from your light body, shooting out in all directions. As you look down on Gaia now, down on the earth, see her first as she peers in a three-dimensional fashion, as you're well aware of how she is in your various trips outside of your home, when you see the trees and the plants and the flowers and the buildings and the sidewalks and streets. a three-dimensional form. Now, as you have done previously, either put on your fifth-dimensional glasses or just simply begin to open your third eye center and see what is beyond the third dimension into the high fourth and fifth dimension, and even beyond that. See Gaia transform now. Colors transform. Trees, bright, bright, brilliant green leaves, foliage, beautiful, brilliant flowers, and all their myriad of colors. Green, green grasses, and fields, and meadows. High, majestic mountains. And the rivers, and the streams, and creeks, and lakes, and the oceans. Notice the ocean. Pure, crystalline, clear ocean. And the rivers and the creeks, all clear, pristine. Most of all, the energy emanating, the consciousness emanating from all of life here in this fifth dimensional expression of Gaia. Fifth dimensional expression that she has already taken on. She simply holds a place yet for mankind to be in that third dimensional expression and fourth dimension. But notice as you look around now, or you look deep below the surface of the earth and rising up through the surface of the earth, great crystalline structures, those crystalline structures from the times of Atlantis. Notice that they are there. You can only see them with fifth dimensional eyes, though. They do not yet appear in the third dimension and will not appear in the third dimension. Those crystalline structures were not utilized in a third dimensional expression. They were always used in fifth dimension. So only those with have the eyes to see can see those great crystal structures emanating many different colors and facets within on that crystal. And feel the consciousness of those crystals, those great crystalline structures that have even now at this time in the fifth dimension have risen from below the earth back above to the surface, so they can once again connect to the crystalline grid surrounds the earth. Again, surrounds the earth in a fifth dimensional expression. When vibrational frequency has increased enough across the planet and consciousness has risen enough, many across the planet will see these great crystals. Will remember these great crystals from those times of Atlantis and Lemuria. They are there, they are real. Will once again express their consciousness out into the world to all of you. Now, see those great crystalline structures connecting to the crystalline grid, or the Christ consciousness grid. And light shooting out across the planet in every direction across this grid. As the crystalline structures send their energy, their light, their consciousness into this grid, which will then connect to the ley lines across the planet, the great sacred places across the planet, the pyramids, the high mountains, beautiful valleys, emanate vibration, or what you may call vortexes of energy, still abound on the earth, have been diminished by those forces of darkness over a long period of time. That is all in change now. So with your visualization skills, visualize, imagine, image in, connecting of those great crystalline structures and the crystalline grid, connection of the ley lines and the great sacred places across the planet, and light, especially light, shooting in all directions across the planet. Wherever there was light, darkness, there is now only light. See that, create that. Create that in your mind. Your mind's eye, the mind is the builder. Build, create your reality the way you want it to be. And as you create this reality within yourselves, you are creating the reality for the collective consciousness of man. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form from wherever you find yourself. Come back, bringing your astral body, your etheric body, back into your physical body. Everything coming back together, merging back together, bringing your light body back in. And feel the power that's surging through your physical form now. Light waves of energy shooting in all directions through your body filling with light. Light brings power. Feel yourself as a powerful being now, fully realizing your power. Power that you have always had, but forgot because you were meant to forget it for a time. As the vibrational frequency continues to increase, consciousness continues to increase, the power within you returns. Returns to your conscious knowing self. That self that has indeed moved beyond the third dimensional expression most of the time. You find yourselves more and more in the fourth dimension, higher fourth dimension, on the verge of being more fully in the fifth dimension. At times, you are there. Now come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael, and I come to be with you at this time, in these moments of great change. But you have heard that many times now. Change is upon you. Change is coming. And for those that do not have eyes to see and ears to hear, where is the change? You do not see it. And many have said to you even various times, what change? Nothing is changing. But indeed, for those of you that do have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you know that there is great change upon you. But this is what you came here for long ago, in this long sojourn throughout life, lifetime after lifetime, finding yourselves in one situation after another, having completely forgotten who you were. But this lifetime, you are remembering. You hear it from your guides, but you are remembering deep within you, whether it's in your sleep state or your waking state. But know that all of you on this call, in many of you that resonate to these words, are with me often in the dream state. The dream state, it is not actually a dream. It is a waking state in another dimensional experience. You are there, battling right alongside of me as my warriors of light, each one of you brandishing my blue sword of truth, and the light shooting out from that sword. Similar in some ways to your lightsabers in Star Wars. Know that each and every one of you is here upon your mission now. That mission that is coming closer and closer for many of you. And many of you are going to begin to remember. Remember in your dream state. You will come through your dreams. Remember those dreams more and more, and realize, as I have already said, and others have told you, that it is simply another dimensional experience that you are having. It is real. It is even more real in that state than your waking state is now. You are going to remember more and more of these dreams, and more of you are going to have what you talked about in your discussion earlier, lucid dreams, knowing that you are in the dream state, knowing that you are in a different reality, and being able to take control of that reality, which will then move to your waking state as a knowing deep within you that you are indeed powerful beyond measure. All is coming together. All is coming together as a part of the great universal plan. The plan that has been in the works for thousands and thousands of years and is now more and more coming to a climax, coming to a crescendo. Know that in any musical composition, at some point in that composition is that crescendo, where everything builds to that maximum. You are building to that maximum now, coming to the crest or the precipice. As you stand and look out over the vistas, standing on a high mountain, looking out at the vista in front of you, and being ready to jump off that precipice into what would conceive to be oblivion, but is in reality a new beginning. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to remember who you are, and that you do wield my blue sword of truth, each and every one of you. Utilize it when you feel the need arise. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here, and we are here to assist you and to be of service in any way that we can. That is our mission, and you are approaching that mission for yourselves, where all of you, if you choose to do so, will be the ones who serve, in a sense. Not that you have to take directly our title, although you could, but you will be in the position to be of service to others. That is what you are here for. That is what you have done many, many times before, in many different systems, many different planets, many different civilizations that you have been a part of, going from civilization to civilization, planet to planet, system to system, to bust those systems wide open. And indeed, you are busting this system wide open. You, each individual, and the collective you together are bringing about immense, immense change to this planet, to this collective consciousness of man. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Could you just talk to us about the directed energy weapons that have been used against us in Hawaii, in Paradise, California, now up in Canada? There's some other fires just after the Lahaina fire, same type of thing, melting cars. And also, a second part of the question is, were some of the children or children in Lahaina, were they beamed up to?
First of all, what is it that you would like to know about the first part of your question? For you have already, in a sense, answered it for yourself. But what is it that you would like to know?
Well, how long are they? I mean, is this going to continue on? And who's actually doing the direct energy? I know, we know it's the Kabul, but could you give us a little more of what's going on with that? Continue on? Are these fires if there's like fires everywhere across the globe, tons in Canada, there fires are being started all over the place, all around the planet. And what is going on? And will that end soon?
First of all, we will take you back to a time long ago in your Bible, where it was said, after the great flood, no more water, the fire next time. Now, this is indicative of what is occurring. It is not so much just the fire, though, of the dew weapon here, your directed energy weapon, but it is also the fire elemental within you in your third chakra. That fire there in that third chakra center is exploding now across the planet. That is the fire that is spreading. And it is also happening at the physical level as well, as you are seeing. Those of the forces of darkness are attempting to create fear wherever they can, to create everything they can to disrupt that which is the normal life here for you. And they are doing what they can to do this, and they have this weapon to do so. But know that everything that they do, there is an opposite happening from that of your White Hat Alliance. They are meeting every one of the Dark Forces' plan with their own plan. And even what appears to be great catastrophe and destruction and killing and all of this is not so much what it directly appears to be. We cannot tell you too much here because it is coming, the answer that you are searching for here. So we are not going to actually directly give that to you. But know that the children, the second part of your question, the children are okay in the sense, yes, some of them did perish, and yes, some of them were rescued previously. But always know that when someone dies, goes through the death process in your third dimensional expression, they were meant to do so. They were meant to do so by their own selves, in that this was their exit out, but it also would be that they were being of service. For what brings to the understanding of man and the horror to man more than children being abused, you see? And your process that is happening now of human trafficking and children being abducted and trafficked and all of these things that are happening, and more than this, which we will not go into at this point, but it is all happening as part of the greater plan here. So know that. Know that they are doing what they are doing for a reason as part of the plan. Okay?
Great answer. Thank you. Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Great answer.
Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I've always followed the activity of the domes, the underground tunnels. Could these fires have something to do with the Alliance maybe getting rid of those underground tunnels?
There are those times when this has indeed been the case, where they are what you might call blowing up those deep underground military bases, not so much with bombs directly, but with technology that they have to clean out those places without actually destroying the tunnel itself, although sometimes they do that as well. It just depends. Whenever there is the assistance from those of the galactics, they tend to just simply clean out the areas. You see? Was this
thank
sufficient
you.
For you?
Yes,
we will
thank
also
you.
Add here that it is happening all across the planet where these bases are being either destroyed or cleaned out more and more, so that the plans of the forces of darkness, the plans of the cabal, the elite, whatever you want to call them, cannot be fulfilled as they had intended, where they had intended for destruction, a huge amount of destruction to the planet, and they would be simply safe within their deep underground military bases. You see? Not so much the case anymore. They are as susceptible to destruction as you are. So therefore, they are not able to create the great destruction that they had planned. So they do it a different way, with the virus and things of this nature, and lockdowns and control and all of these things that they tend to do. But no, again, as we have said many times, it is the same old game plan each and every time. And the White Hat Alliance knows the game plan, and they do everything they can to counteract that game plan before they, and are ready to do so before they even enact their plan. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, one who serves to sort of piggyback on the last two questions. We're hearing from many sources that the White Hats are making progress, including neutralizing many of the FEMA and the bad military, from preventing, you know, actually neutralizing the FEMA people. And is this accurate information? Have they killed and arrested some of the heads of the cabal there in Hawaii and some of the FEMA personnel?
More than you can possibly imagine at this point. It is happening everywhere. Not only those areas which you are hearing about, but so much more is happening behind the scenes. Those of the forces of darkness are indeed being cleaned out and taken off the planet in one way or another.
Wonderful news. Thank you so much for affirming that.
Yes. Any other further questions?
Could
yes,
I ask
I have a question?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to add on to that.
You broke up. We could not hear this.
I just want to add something to that. How are they doing with getting all the children rescued? I mean, I know you said about the fires in Hawaii, but what about all over the globe?
That indeed is also occurring all over the globe, as you are saying. It is happening. It is happening, and you are not hearing about everything that is happening. You are only hearing about a small portion of this. Children are being rescued everywhere across the planet, and in many cases, they are being lifted up into ships and being attended to in that respect.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other further questions?
Yes, I had a question.
Yes.
I'm kind of dovetailing, I guess, off the last few questions. We are also hearing quite a bit of chatter about impending lockdowns, masks coming back, mandates coming back, travel being restricted. Going through the whole 2020 mess again. So how much truth is in that, number one? Number two, can you give us some indication how the world will respond this time? And maybe you don't know, but will people resist this time? Will we be more in a position to literally just sort of disobey orders across the board and have that become sort of the predominant consciousness or thought in response to anything the cabal attempts to do to the planet at this point?
What we are finding in this question here is that it is already being answered across the board, in a sense, through your internet and everything, where many are indeed saying, do not comply. If you do your research, you will find that terminology being used everywhere now. Do not comply, because it is expected at this point that they will indeed attempt another lockdown and all of this. That is already in the works, already in their plan, but many, many more across the planet will indeed not comply this time. Because they already know they were fooled once. What is your saying? Fool me once.
Fool me once. Fool me. Then it's like fool me twice. Or I don't know. Yeah. Something like that.
Fool me once. But, shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Shame on me. That's it. That's it. Yep. Yes.
That is what is occurring and likely cannot say for certain at this point. Because everyone has free will, but it is very likely that many will say enough is enough.
Good. Okay. It won't just be us resisting this time. I'm expecting hopefully a much larger mass of human consciousness to resist. So.
Yes, there are many more of us that are going to be a part of this now.
Great. Excellent. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We take one more question if there is, otherwise we are ready to release channel.
Okay, then. Go ahead.
One more question.
No, you go. It's not so important. You go.
Okay, well, thanks. I don't know if you could remind us, I seem to not recall, how do you use the blue sword of truth?
How do you use the blue sword of truth? You just simply do it. You just simply do it. You have the sword in your hand, and you do what is in your tools of protection. You swing it around yourself, and you simply protect yourself as far as removing any psychic ties that still may be holding you down to this third dimensional illusion. That is part of it. And then you can also utilize it with others as well that are in your proximity. You can utilize the sword to bring forth the truth so that they can understand the truth. Not so much you understand the truth because you are already there. But it can assist others in them hearing and beginning to believe the truth as well. Okay? Is this sufficient for you?
Sorry, you could swing it around the other person to provoke the truth?
You do not necessarily have to swing it around them. That was just simply for protection around you. But you can simply shine the sword, if you will, on them. Yes. It is a tool.
Okay, thank you.
Tool, such as crystals are tools, and you have many, many, many other tools as well that you have had from lifetime to lifetime, as we find it. Okay? We are ready to release channel now, and we just simply wish to continue to remind you, especially as Archangel Michael gave in his message earlier here, of the power within you. It is very important as you begin to move further and further through these great changes that are in front of you, that you feel that power, know that power, and express that power to everyone that you come in contact with. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.